Lesson 3. The Tea Farmer. Once upon a time, there was no tea at all in our country. In England, in the olden time, people used to drink ale and a sweet kind of wine called mead. Great tankards of ale stood on the breakfast table. Now we use tea and coffee. When tea was first brought to England, an old man and woman had sent some to them as a great treat. But when they got it, they did not know how it ought to be used. At length, they boiled the leaves and strewed them on a piece of bacon, which they were going to have for dinner. They ate the leaves and threw the tea away. In those days, a pound of tea cost so much money that only the rich could buy it. Now, it is so cheap that even the poorest can enjoy it. Tea is a leaf of a plant which grows plentifully in China, Japan, and other eastern lands. The Chinese drink their tea without either milk or sugar. Whenever a visitor comes into a house, a servant always brings him a cup of tea. Every cottager in China has a little tea garden. He sells what he does not use and thus can buy food and clothing for his family. When a man has a large piece of ground and grows great many tea plants, he is called a tea farmer. When the tea leaves are ready to be gathered, the farmer and his family are very busy. They pull off the leaves and throw them into baskets. When the baskets are full, they are carried into the house. The leaves are dried into iron pans over a fire. While they are drying, men and women keep turning them about. As soon as they begin to crack, they are taken out and spread upon a table. Then the workpeople roll them up in their hands and press all the juice they can out of them. After being once more dried in the air, the leaves have to go into the pan again over the fire. There, they begin to curl and twist, and at last they look as if we see them in this country. The farmer then picks out the best leaves and gets them ready for the market. He may be seen marching off to the town with his chest of tea slung over his shoulder on a pole made of bamboo. He goes to a tea market and offers the chest of tea for sale. The merchant looks at it, and if he thinks it's good, he buys it. Then the farmer marches home again with his money slung over his shoulder. His money consists of a number of strings on brass coins, of so little value that great many of them make but a small sum.